Hey, it's hope everybody had a nice Shabbos. Let's start the new sugya. What says I'm a view the Abaydik Zerach Shevar that the Tikkus Chometz needs a bracha. Why is that a chiddush? What's the happening? It shouldn't need a bracha. It's a mitzvah. Need a bracha. We'll see later. We'll see what later we get to the Rishayim. My mevorach. What's nusach a bracha? Rapapi mishmei dero omar levayer chametz. Rapapa mishmei dero says al bir chametz. The machlekes if the nusach habracha is al or le. Aga bracha, the bracha is the bracha is a lashon of biur, not a lashon of bdika. It's also discussed in Rishayim. Why is the bracha? Why shouldn't the bracha be al bdikas chametz? The mitzvah is early dalin baitkin is a chametz. The bracha is belashon of biur. The yilchay means to destroy the chametz. Yeah, Rashi will be cryptic. Rashi says, "Not over here." Rashi, I guess, in the base. Bir nami haynu b'diko. Bir haynu nami b'diko. I don't know why Rashi waits with that. Maybe that'll get clearer. Anyway, so the Gemara explains what's the machlekes. The levayer kliyamali pligi devadi lahabo mashma. The lashon of levayer is devad the mashma a perspective lashon. Levayer the beer that I'm going to do. This Rashi, and therefore that's good news because we want the bracha to be lahabo because you're making the bracha before you do the mitzvah. The Gemara brings later ayvelasi cholam mitzvahs mevarachalein ayvelasi also. So you're always making the bracha before the mitzvah. So I want the bracha to be a lashon of lahabo. So levayer, which is the lashon of that Rav Papi recommended, he's some kind of mnemonic over here. Papi, Rav Papa. Maybe that's hard. The mice will be passing out. Anyway, I don't know. You figure out a mnemonic on your own. But the akapanim, Rav Papi's lashon of levayer is about a good lashon. Because that's certainly mashmal habo. Rashi says v'shapadomi. Even Rav Papa would agree that that Rav Papa's nusach is good. You couldn't make the bracha levayer. The bracha kaidim asiyas hamitzvah beinun kidele kamon, because the bracha has to be before the mitzvah. Like the Gemara later on, kol habrachas mevarachalein ayvel asiyos. The Rav Papa's nusach of levayer is about a good lashon. Rashi says v'shapadomi. About it's a good lashon. It's mashmal haba, the beer that I'm going to do the dikkur. Kipligi ba'albir. Machlekes is whether you could say albir. Ma'asova meikar mashmal. But Papi held it's no good because albir is mashmal the pest. The beer of the pest. And that's no good. It's still coming up. Ma'asova lahaba mashmal. And Rav Papa holds that albir is also mashmal haba. Look, Rashi, meikar mashma. Going on a puppy. Al beer is mashma beer shibiati. Vare adayin loy bodak. He wasn't yet bodak. The bracha kaitam tikli. And here, Rashi is beer hainu nami bdiko. I think Rashi means like this. Why do Rashi wait to say beer, not that beer is bdika? You should have said at the beginning of the sugya. I mean, we're not so far in, but still, it's not the beginning of the sugya. He should have said, before even he got there, the Gemara explains a puppy and a puppy, the al and the lit. Why is the lashon of beer? So Rashi should have said, because bdika is a beer, is mashma bdika. I think Rashi's coming, Rashi's saying something else. Rashi's not saying that bdika is part of the beer. Rashi is saying something else. Rashi is coming to explain Why? Well, I'm not entirely sure what Rashi's saying. I think part of what he's saying is that you see the Lashon Rashi is bira hainu nami b'dika. I mean, bira that includes the actual burning of the chomes that you do later on. That's certainly part of the bira. But Rashi's saying, but bira includes the b'dika. When you say the brach of al bir chomets, you mean not only the strafe that you're going to do later, but you also mean the b'dika. And therefore, the issue of Ayva Lasiyoson is measured vis-a-vis the b'dika. And therefore the Ayva Lasiyoson is measured vis-a-vis the b'dika. And therefore, if Rav Papi held, you can't make the brach of Al, because Al is mashm al bir should be arti, and it wasn't yet b'dik. And the b'dika is included in the bir. It's not so clear to me. It's still not so clear to me why Rashi is saying this now. And let's say Bdika wasn't included in the beer. Let's say beer tak only meant shoshishis. So there wouldn't be a machaikas or papi in a papa. There's still be machaikas or papi in a papa. When you make the bracha, the beer is many hours ahead of you. So if you make a bracha of al, it's no good. If you make a bracha of lis, so then it goes on. Goes on the beer that you're gonna do tomorrow morning. It's still not so clear to me. Hey, you have a different problem. It's not takeif. We have a loch, the bracha has to be takeif for the mitzvah. If you're gonna make the bracha now and the beer means tomorrow morning, so it has a takeif. Yeah, fine. So that's Rashi. Something Rashi should explain at the beginning of the sugya. Why are we making a bracha by the bdika of beer? The beer is gonna be tomorrow, b'shal shishis, and this din is need takeif. The bracha has to be takeif to the mitzvah. So I should explain, no, the beer includes the brach of al-beer, or livar, whichever one it is, includes the bdika too. So maybe you can make the bdika at the beginning of the process. And Rishonim and Rosh and Ran, there's a discussion about how that the brach of the bdika includes the whole process, including the beer. We'll see later in detail. So I would understand at the beginning of the sugya, Rashi should say that beer over here, beer includes, the brach of beer includes the bdika. And Mela, you're making the bracha b'shas the b'dika. But before the b'dika, maybe we have a machlekes, can you make a bracha al? Is al mashma la boiz ma'al, al mashma l'shova? I still don't know why Rashi, I think that's the sense of Rashi, that bir hainu nami b'dika. What he means by the nami is that bir avada means the strength you're going to do tomorrow, but it includes and embraces the b'dika too. But you're holding by kaidim the b'dika. So that's the nidon. You're holding kite in the diko. So can you make a bracha al? I don't know why Rashi waits to it. Why Rashi waits for it over here? It's mashma. It's kilu. It's part of the discussion of Rav Papi and Rav Papa. Yeah, wait there. I don't know. And let's think more about
Rebbe.
Yeah.
Is it possible that we see that according to that sometimes by Mila, for example, you see Al, even though it's supposed to be over the Asiyasa, and even though you see before the mitzvah, sometimes the Lashon of Al is appropriate. So it right. Could be that Lashon Al doesn't necessarily, I think maybe Tosis may be much of this way also. I haven't looked at Tosis so well, but maybe it could be that Al doesn't have to be all the time mi'ikara. It's just mashma mi'ikara.
Right.
So once we say, once Rashi has to explain to us within the context of mi'ikara, that the bir chametz also includes bittul, because sorry, it also includes bedika, because if we're not talking about bedika, so then enechanami, even Rav Papi would say that al is an okay lashon.
Why? But it's still. What's the difference? I'm still holding before. I'm even more before. I'm holding before the shashishes, many hours before. So how can you say bracha of al? Like, what's the difference? It is mashman rashi that somehow the machlekes is because you're holding right before the bdika. But if the bdika wasn't, if the nusach of the bracha was not referring to the bdika, if the nusach of the bracha was referring to that you're going to do tomorrow, so then the machlekes about al and le wouldn't be relevant. Because what are you looking for a le? You're not doing it until tomorrow morning anyway. So you might as well say al. I don't know what that means. I always don't know what those words mean. But if I only, you know, just syntactically looking from, you know, what Rashi says, that's what it sounds like Rashi is saying, that when he got to the Gemara's explanation of why Rav Papi doesn't want you to say al, because Rav Papi holds al is l'shavar, ala abir shebiyarti kvar, and you haven't done the beer yet. The beer you're going to do going forward. So Rashi has to inject. And the beer that we mean is the bdika too. The bdika is included in the beer. If the bdika wasn't included in the beer, then Rav Papi's argument wouldn't hold water. You can say al, because you're not about to do the beer anyway. The beer is going to be tomorrow. I'm not sure I understand that. Why can't you say? And I don't want to check too much on the Rashi. Lay there. I don't know. But I'm just flagging it. Maybe something will develop around this Rashi or present. I don't know. Let's go further. It's important not to push things too far. You know, there's something here a little bit that's bothering me in the Rashi, but let's leave it meanwhile. So let's come on Meisve. Baruch Hashem Kishonu Mesoysev et Shivano Al HaMilo. So you're making the bracha before the Milo. And you say a lotion of Al. So right there, Papa, that Al is Mashma Lahaba. So after Gemara, Hossam, Heki Neima. What's the alternative? Neima Lomul. What do you want him to say? You want him to say Lomul, Rapapa. What do you want him to say? You want him to say, sorry, Rapapi. It's a kasha on Rapapi. Wait, Rapapa is good. Al is mashmal habotu. But it's a kasha on Rapapi. Rapapi says, you can't say Al. You have to say Le. So, maybe that's a good mnemonic. Rav Papi, a yud is a small letter, and Rav Papi has a smaller nusach, le. Al is two letters, le is one. So Rav Papi is just useful to have a mnemonic, otherwise you're going to get confused. I say lechatzinu. So Rav Papi, you say that he has to say le. Then that's why we don't stakash Rav Papi. How can he say al? You're supposed to say le. So the Gemara says, what are you going to say? It's going to say le, lomul. But sagid laviu mo. Lomul is mashba. That I have a mitzvah, that I have a mitzvah, lomol, that I have a mitzvah to be mal. I have a mitzvah to be mal. The mail has to be mal. Anybody could be mal. Like, sogid lav yomo. Let's just finish the Gemara and we'll come back to this point. Aviya ben meikel meimar. He really does have a mitzvah to be mal. Where says, enechanani? Yeah, nechanani. The fear of puppy, the aviya ben, if he makes the, we don't bat him like a puppy, but the fear of puppy, the aviya ben, who could say the nusach of le? He should talk and say the nusach of le, because al is mashmal shava. But according to, but if it's the male, can't make a bracha of, if it's not the aviyah ben, then he can't make a bracha of le because they sagit lavi a male. So male, he has to make the bracha of a kochuk. He has to make a bracha of a loshon al mitzvah smila. There is a mitzvah smila in the world. It may not be in common to me. It's really more on the aviyah ben. But there is a mitzvah smila in the world. So I'm making a bracha ala mila, and I'm making a bracha of ala mila. Paisus says, at the end of the day, it's a sheker. You're making a bracha of ala mila. Ala mila, according to your puppies, mashma l'shavar. So it's toch a sheker. Ala mila shemalti. How? Okay, I hear that li is not a good nusach, but al is also not a good nusach. The same way li is not a good nusach because leisagi lavi amoyel. So al is also not a good nusach, according to your puppy, because al is mashma l'shavar. And he hasn't yet done the Mila. Taisa says, Al Kochach, Al is a little bit ambivalent. It's more mashma l'sha'ovar. That's why our puppy doesn't like it. But b'doicha could be mashma l'abba. That's the top places. Pisha minatam. L'sha'ovar mashma t'fei milahabba. Our puppy holds that Al is mashma more l'sha'ovar, so it's not preferable. When the Kamokim Machman dynamic task labo, it could be mashba a little bit labo. The lay mashba klalabo le shavar, you can echi come with some name alomo le sagalimo, vichil shushe, vichibishvil, she ain't a yodim le sak and yoim a sheker. So we don't have a good nusuch. So therefore, what we should take in the nusuch doesn't make any sense. So don't make a bracha or figure something else out. So it must be that if you have no choice, Al is acceptable even for labo. The Bala Chametz Taka has the mitzvah. The Cholishvish Baidik Beisay, and each person is Baidik their house. So the Nidin is on the person who has the mitzvah. The Bruch is said by the person who has the mitzvah. And therefore, since he could say levar, it's an option. It makes sense to say levar because he's talking the one who has the mitzvah. Lo name albiu, he shouldn't say albiu. I'm not sure I understand the Taisa so much. How come the Gemara said that for the Moel, since it's Leisagi, the Avi Moel, he doesn't really have the mitzvah. He's not the Bala mitzvah. The Moel is not the Bala mitzvah. The Avi Ben is the Bala mitzvah. So therefore, the Moel can't say Nusach of Lomel because he's not Mitzvah Lomel. He has no mitzvah to be Mal. So he can't say Ashek Lishon of Lomel. What does he say? He says, I asked a few minutes ago, and why is Alamila better? Because Baruch Hu wasn't Mitzavah the Moyel Lomul, he's not the Aviyah Ben, and he wasn't Mitzavah Malamila. Like, why is that? Why is that also not objectionable? So I said before that some of the pshat is that when you make a Baruch of Alhamila, then you don't mean this Mila, you mean Mila in general. The Mila has a mitzvah of Mila. If it'll have a child, it'll have a mitzvah of Mila. But it doesn't have a mitzvah to do this Mila. Lomel is mashma to do this Mila. Ala Mila is mashma Mila in general. If that's the case, I don't understand Taisha's problem. Taisha says, if Ala is mashma l'shavar, so how can you say a sheker? How can the Mila say a sheker l'shavar? The Mila is going to be now. The Mila is going through the Mila. The Mila at the end of the day is in the future. How do you say a bracha of Al, which is mashma l'shavar? The place who says it's k'sas mashma l'abotu. What's the kashi l'chal? Al is mashma al hamila. Al hamila means it doesn't have the sense of the future. But if you're not making the bracha on this Mila, if you're making the bracha on Mila in general. So Mila in general was Taka, there was Mila in general in the past, and it'll be in the future too. Mila in general is in the past too. Ala Mila. Like that's not like, it's not that it's Mashmuk Sas Labo. Maybe it's not Mashmuk Labo at all. No, it's if normally when you make the bracha, you're not making the bracha on the mitzvah in general. You're making the bracha on the mice that I'm about to do. The puppy holds on the mice that you're about to do. Al is not a good lashon because Al is not Mashma on the Mila that I'm about to do. It's Mashma. If you're talking about a specific mice, it's mashma in the past. And if you're talking about or it could be mashma meal in general, the mitzvah in general, but it's not mashma a future tense. So normally we want a future tense because we want to address this mice and this mice is in the future. But by the mayal, he's not making a bracha on the mitzvah bechlal. because we sagi la mimoil. He doesn't have the mitzvah in particular. He has the mitzvah in general terms. When he'll have children, he'll have the mitzvah. He does have the mitzvah, but he doesn't have this mitzvah. This ma'ase mitzvah, he's not mitzvah. So he's making the bracha on meal in general. Meal in general is included in the lashon of al. That's not what Taisa says. Taisa says that when he says when the male says the lashon of al, he means la'abo. But it's tesmash malahabo, since he's precluded from saying le, so he says al in the unusual sense of lahabo. So then I don't get it. If he's saying al in the sense of lahabo, al hamilo that's coming forward, that's coming, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is mitzavah to me, al hamilo, the milo of lahabo, the milo that's in front of me. So why doesn't that still have the problem of lisagit levi yimo?
Heavy?
Yeah.
In the Gemara itself, when talking in the Lashon of Alabir, it speaks out how one mandamar would say Meikar and one mandamar Mikan al-Habba, meaning it's more in the Gemara itself that the Gemara thought that Alabir was, to an extent, even though it would the Pashtus mean a general mitzvah, that it was to an extent bound by time and talking to some form of tense.
Yeah, so when you're talking about Bikus Chametz, the Bikus Chametz is a mitzvah that he has to do. The person who's making the bracha doesn't know what has to do it. So if the bracha is addressed to the particular ma'ase ha-mitzvah, that's why it's machlokes a papi and a papa. Because your papi says, al is not mashma, the mitzvah that is, if you told him about a particular mitzvah, so you need the nutzuk of levayer. Because levayer is mashma, I'm mitzvah in the mitzvah of beer that's in the future, that I'm going to do. Al, if again in the context of a mitzvah of a particular bdika, al would be mashma. Like Rashi says, al bir should be arti. Al bir chometz will be mashma. According to our puppy, al bir chometz will be mashma on the bir chometz that I did before. That's where our puppy says not a good lashon. But when the mail makes the bracha on milo, he doesn't mean the particular milo that I did that I'm going to do, or the particular milo that I did yesterday. Because he's not mitzvah in the milah that he's going to do, and he's not mitzvah in a milah that he did yesterday. If he was mal some other child yesterday, he's not mitzvah in any of those milahs. He has a shaychus to mitzvah's milah in general. So when he says ala milah, I would say, if I was Tosfos, I would say when he says ala milah, he means it in a different sense altogether. He means in the generalized sense, milah in general. I could smoke his mitzvah on milah in general. He can't make a brach on a ma'ase milah in particular. Because like sagi levi yimoil, so by him it's not a lashon of lahaba or l'shava. It's a mitzvah. It's a lashon of ala mila in general. And mitzvah mila, he's mitzvah in one of his. He has the same tayag mitzvah as everybody else. So he's mitzvah ala mila.
Rabbi, why does lahaba necessarily need to be mashma of this specific? It can't mean lahaba, but in general sense, the mitzvah that I'm not mitzvah on that I will do.
I mean, I would say again, I'm not taisus. But Taisa seems to talk other dibur. I would have thought that the brach has to be, normally a brach is on a specific ma'ase mitzvah. And le, when you talk about a specific ma'ase mitzvah, le is mashma l'shava, and al is mashma l'haba. I mean, the other way around. Le is mashma l'haba, and al is mashma l'shava, according to our puppy. But, and that's normally how you're supposed to make a brach. You don't make a brach on the mitzvah in general. You make a brach on the mitzvah in particular. The particular ma'ase mitzvah you're going to do. But that's only if you're mitzvah to do that particular ma'aseh mitzvah the way it normally is. But when you're the mo'el, so you don't have that tzivui to do any particular milah. You could retire and let somebody else take care of the milahs. So you're not mitzvah to do not this milah, not yesterday's milah, not tomorrow's milah. You're not mitzvah to do any particular milah. So how do you make a bracha at all? I would say, because you're mitzvah in bris milah in general, when you'll be the avei aben, you'll also have a mitzvah milah. So mitzvah milah is given to you too. So that's a different sense of al. So that's how the male is making it. So the male taka makes a broch of al, but his al is a different al entirely. Taisus is not the way. I see Taisus Taisus Rabbein Atam, Taisus understood that the male, when he makes the bracha of Al, he means Lahaba. How can he mean Lahaba? But Al is the Chmashmul Shalva, according to our puppy. Taisus, yeah, well, if Liz not available, then you could use Al for Lahaba. And Lil over here is not available because we're Sagi Lavi and Moil. So you have to use Al. So of course we're going to use Al in the sense of Lahaba. So first of all, I don't understand why Taisus needs this. My Mahalak sounds okay to me. But okay, that's not so terrible. Maybe it didn't sound so good to Taisus. But more acutely, I don't understand. If you're using Al in the sense of Lahaba, then why is it less problematic for the Moil to say Al? If Al means the Mila that I'm going to do soon, you know, B'doich can have that meaning. That's how the Moel is using it. He's using it when he says Al Mila, he means Lomel. He means Al Mila that I'm going to do. So why doesn't it have the same problem with Sagi Levi Moel?
Rabbi, why didn't the Gemara ask?
Let me just finish. Some of the Pshat and Taisus is that Taisus held that the Moel can also say a Nusach Lahabah. But the Lusach of Lomel has a special problem because Asher Kiddushanah B'mitzvahis of Lomel has the sense that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me an imperative to be Mal. I can't opt out. He was Mitzvah Mi Lomel. But when the Lusach of Asher Kiddushanah B'mitzvahis of Allah Mila, even when it means Lahaba, doesn't carry the sense of an imperative. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mitzvah Mi on Milus in the future. But he was mitzavah to them. He was mitzavah me in the sense of an ena mitzvah leisa. He was mitzavah. He gave me the mitzvah. I guess if I wasn't a bar chiyuva, I couldn't do a bris milah. Only a bar chiyuva could do a bris milah. Hamal yimol. So I have mitzvah milah lehaba. And if I mal the child, some of the boy gets a mitzvah. When the male is mal the child, he probably gets a kiyum mitzvah of some sort. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but it's not imperative. So he can't say lomel because lomel has this side meaning. Different Pshat and Gemara. I see Taka. I had a different Pshat and Gemara. I thought Pshat and Gemara was that anytime you talk about Labo, so the Machlek is a puppy and a puppy is when you talk.
But according to Rabbi, why do you want to
ask unless they find a vision like me, we'll have to go to places. It's a different Havana. I don't get too bogged down over here. I don't know if this is of major significance or not. But I just thought Pshat and Gemara was that the Moel can't make the bracha on a specific Maisa Mila. He has to make the bracha on Mila in general. Because he's not mitzvah on a specific Maisa Mila. He's a bachiyuv on Mila in general when he'll have children. So Mela, how does he make the bracha on Mila in general? Al. Because Al could mean Mila in general. That's not what we normally mean when we make a bracha. Normally we mean a bracha on a specific Maisa Mitzvah. Because normally the person who makes a bracha is taka mitzvah on a specific Maisa Mitzvah. So when we're talking about a specific Maisa Mitzvah, then we have to be done. The Maisa Mitzvah is labo. We need to use Lashonis labo, not Lashonis Lev Shava. But the Moel is making a different kind of bracha. He's making a bracha on Mila in the abstract. Mila in the abstract is Al. That's what I would have said Pshat in the Gemara. I see Taisus learned that the way. Taisus learns that the Moel is also making a bracha on the specific Maisa Mitzvah. And the specific Maisa Mitzvah is Lahaba. The difference is that when the Moel makes the bracha on the Maisa Mitzvah, he makes it in a lashon that doesn't carry with it the sense of an imperative. It's a mitzvah Lahaba, but it's take it or leave it. You could do it, have somebody else do it. You don't have to do it. Somebody else could do it. So it's a mitzvah that you could take it or leave it. But it's lahaba. So lid doesn't sound the way. Lid sounds like you're forced to take it. But al, even when it's used for lahaba, but it doesn't carry with it this other side meaning of you have to do it no matter what. So mitzvah there, and it's lahaba, but it's lying there. Kol ha'reisa. Mitzvah Hashem. It's there for the taking, but it's not a mitzvah that you have to do.
Rabbi, l'chor Rabbi's mahalach that Alam Mila implies two different meanings of our papa. You have Alam Mila Mikano Le'abba that's on the person himself. So I'm saying then the Gemara should have asked the question on our papa himself. I says Alam Mila and he's not mitzvah. So Istam would have been a kasha. Istam we'd have to mechalach under our papa. But if you learn that, no, like Taisus, that even from the beginning, Al Hamila, according
to the Gemara, like this, the Gemara Lechatchil assumes that the bracha is always on a specific Maisa. lahabor lashava, but it's always on a specific maisa. And a specific maisa was lahabor. The Gemara is now mechadish that the moel can't make such a bracha because he doesn't have a chiyuv to do a specific mitzvah. So hakochach, when the moel makes the bracha, he says it in a different sense. 1 second.
So then what's the kasha on the other mandamra then? What's the kasha on the puppy if we knew that already in the mesa?
No, we didn't. We didn't know that. We thought that every bracha, including mitzvah smilah, including the bracha of Mila, is a bracha on a specific maisa. The Gemara says that a moel can't make such a bracha. Because by Sagi Levi, a moel, he's not mitzvah in this Mila. He's mitzvah in Mila in the abstract. No, Mila in the abstract is Al. Okay, anyway, it's I'm throwing it out. If we could find a Rishon maybe who's Miramis, this sort of thing would be nice, but meanwhile, it's not the way Tosis understood. Also, I want to mention there's a pshat in Paiskim, every time a male is mal, how does it work? The Torah gave mitzvah's milah to the father. 99 times out of 100, it's not the father does the milah, a male does the milah. So what's exactly going on? So there's three shittas betzim. There's one shita, shach, yichayshemish, but shin pei dalid dalid. And the Ksois there in Shin Pei Dalet, in the Kotten Beis, agrees with the Shach. A lot of times you go to Yeshiva Shubh Smila and Avi Aben gives a pshetel. At the Zudah, he talks about the Shach. The Shach said, the Shach holds that Mitzvah Smila is a Mitzvah Shubh Gufa, you cannot give it to a Shliach. Just like you can't give Tefillin to a Shliach to do, and you can't give Luluf to a Shliach to do. So Mitzvah Shubh Gufa, the Torah says, you have to do it yourself. The Shach holds mitzvah's milah is a mitzvah shevegufay on the father. He can't give it over to a shliach. And therefore the Shach holds that if the father knows how to be mal, he's not allowed to get a professional mal. Because he's being mevatel mitzvah. Yeah, he's being mevatel mitzvah. It's like having somebody else put on tefillin for you. Because most fathers don't know how to do it. Okay, so it's a show that he's being mevatel mitzvah, but what are you going to do? It's better than batching it up. So the male does it, and the father's like a mafsid his mitzvah. That's what the Shach understands. That's why there's some people attack a mahadah that the male puts everything in place, and he puts the guard and the shield in place and everything, and then he has the ma'aseh chituch the father does. That's the beit of the Shach shituch, that it's a mitzvah shebegufin and cannot be delegated. Then other achayim hold that if it's a mitzvah from the father, but he can make a shliach. There are mitzvahs that you cannot make a shliach. The whole discussion, Tzayis and Tzayis and Kiddushin, which mitzvahs can you make a shliach for? Some mitzvahs you cannot make a shliach. You can't make a shliach to shakla, to take a lulav for you. You can't make a shliach to read the Megillah for you. That's your mekayna. I'll stay home. It would be good for COVID. When it would do, you know, you don't have to have. I'll stay home and I'll before. An hour before, I'll call up the Balkari and I say, I'm making you my shliach to be delaying the Megillah for me. It doesn't work. It's a mitzvah shebegufa. So I mentioned you could have a shliach do for you. Kiddushin, you could do a shliach. The Ram holds Kiddushin as a mitzvah. The Gemara says, mitzvah bo yoysim mishlucha. Mitzvah that you can do with a shliach. It's a mitzvah bo yoysim mishlucha. It's better to do yourself. That's a hider ba'alma. But it's, you could do a shliach. What other mitzvahs could you do by a shliach, al yedei shliach? Let me think offhand. Mitzvahs you could do al yedei shliach.
Truma.
That's a shame if you could be mafish truma, if the shliach was mafish truma, but maybe truma. Shita sculpture, we'll see, maybe is a possibility. Shita sapesach for sure. The Gemara learns out in Kiddushin. Hold on 1 second. What was I saying?
Carbon Pesach. The Gemara learns
out in Kiddushin. We're very mizarit. What? What was I saying? Yeah, Shechita is the Pesach. The Gemara learns out Shlichus. The Gemara in the second paragraph of the Lushim, one of the Mekayim for Shlichus is from Shechita HaPesach, that everybody has to Shech the Korban. All the Bailim have a Chiyuv Shech the Korban Pesach, and one person, or the Kayin, does it as their Shliach. So that's a mitzvah that can be done by a Shliach. And that's the whole discussion, which mitzvahs can be done by a Shliach, which ones, like what's the difference, which mitzvahs can you give over to a Shliach, which ones can't. Somehow, some mitzvahs to Torah, what the bottom line is, some mitzvahs to the how you know which is which is the Shiloh. But some mitzvahs the Torah wants you to do yourself, your body should do it. And some mitzvahs the Torah wants that you should accomplish the pu'ula, but you can accomplish the pu'ula by having a shliach, by through a shliach. The ksais is nusach. The nusach of the ksais is that there are mitzvahs that the Torah wants it to be done with your body. So the ksais is like this. The ksais says, I could make a shliach to put on tefillin. He says, I could. But the shliach would have to put the tefillin on my head. And that would work. If the shliach put the tefillin on my head, then that would be called the hanochas tefillin. But it has to be on my head, because that's the way the mitzvah has to be on my head, not on his head. What does his head have to do with my mitzvah tefillin? But shechitas haPesach, the korban shech, I have to shech the korban pesach. So it doesn't have to be my hand. I have to shech the korban pesach. I could do it on the shliach. So some say that's how milah works. That milah is taka mitzvah, but it doesn't have to be mitzvah. I do it with my hand. It's a mitzvah that I have to do. I could do it al yidei shliach. And then there's a third shita, which is that maybe milah is a mitzvah, is my mitzvah, but I could give it over to the mail, but it doesn't even need shlichus. Because the mitzvah is not that I should do the maisa milah, that I should do the maisa milah. The mitzvah is that I should see to it that my son is gemalt. So I saw to it that my son is gemalt by making sure that he had a bris milah. It's not the maisa. You have such mitzvahs. Rav Elchanan, we talked about, I think, at the beginning of the Masechta. Rav Elchanan says, let's not get to Bir Chometz. Could you make a shliach for Bir Chometz? Does Bir Chometz need a shliach? You need shlichus for Bir Chometz. Could you give it to a guy? Could you mevar chometz like a guy? So Rav Elchanan says maybe you could, because he says that it's not a mitzvah that the Torah cares about the maisa. The Torah wants you to see to it that your chometz is destroyed. He says there are mitzvahs like that. Rav Elchanan brings Raya from Rav Elchanan's example is kfur. There's a mitzvah of kfur, kovetik bereno. There's a mitzvah of kfur. So the din is meis biyom tavrishoyin. So how do you bury him? You have to bury him by bayoyim by solin. So the Gemara says that you do it alidei goyim. Somebody dies on yomtiv. Yom Tov Sheni could do it even like Yom Yisrael, because we make him Yom Tov Sheni. But Yom Tov Rishon can't do Malacha D'oraisa. So how do you bury him Yom Tov Rishon? He'll go him to do it. So Rav Elchanan says, how are we mevatel mitzvah kovet tik bereno? So I guess you could say maybe we are mevatel mitzvah kovet tik bereno. The Isser of Leisolin is overrides the essay of kovet tik bereno. That's not supposed to say essay dechel Isser. So Chanan says, but apparently we're mekayim the mitzvah. When we do it al goyim, we're mekayim the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah of kvura is not to do the maisa kvura. The mitzvah is to see to it that the mace is covered. So I saw to it that the mace, that he saw to it that the mace is covered by making sure that goyim do it. So that's the third possibility by milah. That milah is a mitzvah that the father has to see to it that the son is gemalt. It does not that the father has to do the mace and milah. He has to see to it that his son has a milah. So he doesn't even need shlichus. So you could have... No, it's mitzad the shlichus, mitzad, as far as it goes, you can have a goy bimal. Except the milu won't be good because a goy is possible to bimal. But that's a side problem. But you could give the bris milah over to somebody who's less of a shlichus. You can have a case. You could give the bris milah over to somebody who's less of a shlichus. It wouldn't matter as long as you saw to it that he's gemal. So it's the gate of Shat Nar Gemar. But the Gemara says, sagid la imoil, that the mail can't say the bracha of l'haba. You can't say Nusuch Nusuch of Lomul because Leisag Lavi Umayil. So what's Tram and Gemara? So it depends on these Stodim. If the Mayil is not a Shliach, let's say like this, two out of the three Stodim, the Mayil is not a Shliach. Either because he can't be a Shliach like the Shach, or because he doesn't need to be a Shliach like the third Shach. So if the Mayil is not a Shliach, so the Gemara is Poshut. The Mayil is not, the Mayil has no standing over here. There's nothing special about the Mayil. he's just a stranger. He's just a bystander. He has no chiyuv klapi this bris milah. So finally, sa'i levi umar. If you look like the middle tzad, that the father has to do a ma'isa milah, but he gives it over to the ma'il as a shliach. So then it says in the chiddush that even though the ma'il is a shliach, if the ma'il is a shliach, then what do you mean le'sagi levi umar? He is no chiyuv because he's the father. He's aymed b'mokum the father. He's being mal as the father. If he's being mal as the father, then he is the one who has to do the bris milah. Because he's the father. So what's Pali Benu Gemara? So some of the answer is, he's only the father who's doing the bris, but he's not the father when he's making the bracha. Because the bracha is about a mitzvah shibugufa. So in a family, when he does the bris milah, so then he's mamish the father. So he's been mocking ma'av. Fine, so now it's the father doing the bris. But when he makes the bracha, he's already back to his persona as just an outside guy. Because the bracha he's not doing with Torah Shlichus. I can't make it. Can you give somebody make somebody shliach to make a bracha? I want to eat an apple. I need to make a bari peretz. So I don't want to make a bari peretz. I'll give it to somebody. I'll tell somebody else. Outside, I'm not listening to him. Not Shemekhan. I'll tell somebody else to make the bari peretz for me. I can't do it. Even if it wouldn't be a bracha l'matala. It's not a bracha l'matala. If he could be a shliach, then it wouldn't be a bracha l'matala. But it doesn't work. I have to make the bracha. So the bracha, if the male is making the bracha, he's making the bracha not as a shliach of the father. He's making the bracha on his own. How can he make the father bracha on his own? Because he's the fellow, because he did the ma'aseh milah. That's true. That says in Paiskim. If I give somebody else a mitzvah to do for me, let's say I give somebody else a mezuzah to put up. And he's putting up the mezuzah. I'm not there, and he's putting up the mezuzah. He makes the bracha. Why does he make the bracha? Because he's doing the mitzvah. It's not his mitzvah, but he makes the bracha anyway. It goes into Argamar. They say, Al, they say, Le, Lisagid Lavi, Yomoyal, Lisagid Lavi. So it'll be totally Rapapi. These are the issues here in the Gemara. According to Rapapi, he would have to say, he couldn't say Le. The Shliach couldn't say Le, because Lisagid Lavi. He has to be the one to be Kaveh in the Mezuzah. But the bracha he's making, Bateir, is his bracha that he's making on a mitzvah that he's doing. That he doesn't have to do, but he's doing a mitzvah. He's doing a ma'aseh mitzvah. Somebody else is ma'aseh mitzvah, but he's doing a ma'aseh mitzvah. So he makes the bracha. That still goes into le'sagid lev yuma. Interestingly, Mishnah Berurah in Simon Tuf Lamed Beis Yud, he's talking about bdikas chametz, and he says when you give over bdikas chametz to a shliach, let's say it's hard for me to do the bdik, I give it over to a shliach. So the Mishnah Berurah says the shliach makes the bracha. The lashon of the Mishnah Berurah is because he's a shliach on the bracha too. It's a very strange nusach. First of all, how can he be shliach on the bracha? Al-Khair, could be a shliach on the bracha. Number two, if you could be a shliach on the bracha, then the Gemara Shver. Because if he's a shliach on the bracha too, then he's a shliach, assuming that he's a shliach on the mitzvah too. If you don't like the shach, maybe it's good because you can't be a shliach on the mitzvah. Maybe you could be a shliach on the bracha, but you can't be a shliach on the milah. So I might be the at the end of the day, it's like sagi de lav iu moil. I'm not the father. When the shmoil did the bris milah, he did it as a volunteer, not as a mitzvah. So even though. Let me come at it from a different way. The Mishnah Berurah says he could be a shliach on the bracha. So when I make somebody a shliach to be baidik, he's the shliach on the bdikas too. He's the shliach on the bracha too. So chayav shliach in the Gemara. If you could be a shliach on the bracha too, so the male over here is a shliach on the milah, and he's a shliach on the bracha. So why can't make a bracha? Why can't he say nusach of le? Everything is really being done by the father. The father is doing the milah via the shliach. The father is making the bracha via the shliach. So Lid is very, why isn't Lid? What's wrong with Lid? Sorry, the Mishnah is against the Gemara. Elam Kain. We could say like the Shach. that by bris milah you can't give it over to. There's no shlichus on a bris. The male is not the father doing the bris; it's the male doing the bris. And if there's no shlichus on the bris, then there's no shlichus on the bracha either, because when the father gives over the bris milah to the male, the father can't make the bracha anymore. If I give a mitzvah over to a shliach, I lose the bracha too. If I have somebody else be kaveh the mezuzah for me, I can't make the bracha. I mean, if I'm there, I can make the bracha for him, and it'll be yitzvah l'shemei kainah. But I can't make a bracha of l'kaveh mezuzah and send somebody to be kaveh the mezuzah somewhere else. The person who does the mitzvah has to make the bracha. So if the male would be a shliach, so then the father's doing the milah, and then through shlichus, the father's making the bracha. It's a package deal. The male will be the shliach for the milah with the bracha. So the way the Mishnah Berurah is describing it by Bdikas Chametz. And then you can make a bracha of leh. So how come the Gemara says that you can't? The shach is good, because you can't be a shliach on the milah. So who's doing the milah? Not the father. There's no shlichus. Only the male. Well, if only the male's doing the milah, then the father can't make a bracha either. If the father can't make a bracha on a mitzvah that he's not doing, so who's making the bracha? Again, the male, not the Torah shlichus. No, the shagad lavi a male can't make a bracha of leh. He has to make a bracha of al. So maybe that's a way to reconcile the Mishnah Berurah with the Gemara. But that's when I think the Mishnah Berurah is shver. How can you have shlichus on a bracha? But I would think a bracha is the mitzvah shebegufa. Moreover, and this is already Mishnah Berurah, this can't be blamed for. But there's a Taisa Rosh. This one I mentioned. This brings us to the Taisa Rosh. When the Gemara comes out that there's a chiluk, at least according to a puppy, between the Mayel and the Avi Ben. When the Avi Ben does the bris milah, he makes a bracha of lomel, because he has to make a bracha of lahaba, al is mashma l'shava. The Mayel can't say lomel, because for the Mayel, l'shagil avi Mayel. So the Mayel, al kocha, has to make a bracha of al. So you have a different nusach of bracha for a Mayel and for the Avi Ben, according to a puppy. Back to Taisa Rosh. So the same thing should be true about Bdikas Chametz. If the Balabais is Baidik, then he should make, then according to then our puppy says he makes a bracha of Levar. But if a Shliach is Baidik, then the Nusach should have to be Albir Chametz. Because Leisagid Laviu Baidik, Leisagid Laviu Mevar. That's the Kash of Taisa Rosh. He means, how can our puppy say definitively that you make a bracha of Levar? Then it depends. Depends who's doing the bdika. The bailam are doing the bdika, then our puppy taka says levar. But if a shliach is doing the bdika, then the nusach should be albir. That's the kashya Taisa Rosh. We'll see in a minute what the Taisa Rosh answers. Lefila Mishnah Berurah, the Taisa Rosh's kashya doesn't start. By bdika, you could for sure be a shliach. So if he's a shliach, and the Mishnah Berurah says that when you're a shliach on the bdika, you're a shliach on the bracha. What's Taisa Rosh's kashya? Why do you make a bracha? You still make a bracha of leh, because there's no lesagid lavi umayel. You're not the one making the bracha. The bailim, alidei shlichus. It's the bailim's bdiko through shlichus. It's the bailim's bracha through shlichus. So it's the bailim's lamed through also. If it's the bailim's bracha, then it's the bailim's lamed. So what's bailim taisa rosh? Again, it's very different than the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about mila. We're going with the shach. The Mishnah Berurah has to go with the shach. By mila, there is no shlichus. So like sagid lavi umayel. But by bdika there is. A lot of this bdika, there's shlichus and bdika's chametz. Why not? Maybe you don't need shlichus. But the Mishnah Berurah is assuming you do need shlichus. Yeah, maybe you don't need shlichus and bdika's chametz either. Maybe it's like a vachanan like kfura. A vachanan says that beer chametz maybe you could do with the guy. Okay, that might be. But then you lose the whole Mishnah Berurah. The whole Mishnah Berurah is that when you give over the bdika to a shlich, he he's a shlich on the bracha. Bracha would for sure need shlichus. Yeah, so Chayit Taisa Rosh is right against the Mishnah Berurah. Anyway, the Mishnah Berurah is Tamur. There should be a Shlichus and the Bracha. So, right. So anyway, the Mishnah Berurah is that. So so what did Taisa Rosh answer? After my puppy didn't say such a distinction. In playing with Rabbi Yonami, Lissagi, Laviu, Mavar, Vahavali, Lefluki, Ben Balabayas, La'achet. So Taisa Rosh answers via Shleimar. Two answers. The first answer, he says, the urcha de milsa de chalod de mevar bevesa. The urcha de milsa is that the balabais is mevar. That's what he means. Could mean ain't a kanami. If somebody else does it, then he'll be mivarach b'lashon al. But Rav Papi didn't have to make the distinction because Rav Papi was talking about it in the normal case. Rav Ismila the Brice makes the distinction because it's very normal to give over the Brismila to a male. In fact, that's probably what usually happens. So there, the Brice talks about the normal case of the male. Hamal, the male is not the father. But the Baidik normally is the Balabais. But in a Chanami, if somebody else does it, it'll make a difference. That might be what Tais Rosh means. Or, that's probably Poshachar. Or maybe he means that since normally it's the Balabais who makes the Bracha, so that's how they were mistaken the Bracha in all cases. And even if you have once in a while an unusual case where you're doing the Bdika, not the Balabais, but since the Nutlich is not going to change for an unusual case. I said, why should we say such a Pshat? The Pashup Shat in Tais Rosh is saying, Rav Papi is talking about the normal case. Then he says another terence. As Rosh says, chametz, you don't have the time of leisagid laviu, but leisagid laviu mo, leisagid laviu mevar. He says, yeah, leisagid laviu mevar. Every person is mitzvah to be mevar other people's chametz, because you have to be lahosir mitzvah that nobody should be, that the other people shouldn't be over by rabbi matzvah b'shagid. Nemesis, the Pesach does not make this lashon up. It's a Gemara. The Magi on the bottom is Messiah. It's a Gemara of a comment on a Chesimut base. The Gemara is talking about, let's say you have Chometz by a Gazlan. Gazlan stole Chometz. Somebody came along and he burnt up the Chometz. So the Gemara is Dan, the fear of Shimon, the Dover Gemma, the woman is Kimomad on me. So maybe she's Chayef. Because he's master the Gazlan. Up till now, the Gazlan could say, Rishal Cholofanech. Now the Chometz is gone. The Gazlan will have to pay the Baal. So it's a double gram of the moment. So the Gemara says, no, chometz is different because I call mitzvah and all of Levara. The person who burnt the chometz was mitzvah to burn the chometz. So you can't come to now monim as a masik. The Gemara be'etzim is very awesome. Why was the person who burnt the chometz mitzvah? It's not his chometz. What do you mean mitzvah? I have a chiv to be mivara my chometz, not your chometz, not the guy, not the chometz sitting in somebody else's yard. So what is this Gemara? Call mitzvah and all of Levara. What mitzvah does the mazik have to be mevar somebody else's chametz? So Rav Chanan of Kavitz Shurim wants to say that you see from this gemara a smach to the goyim that you're over by Rabbi Matzi and other people's chametz if they're Jewish, and any Jewish chametz you're over by Rabbi Matzi. That's a pella. The goyim was talking about if I have Yiddish chametz in my rishus. Rashi says means goyish chametz, but yiddish chametz itaka not allowed to be roya. But behold lecha in my rishus, the goyin is mechadish. I'm allowed to have goyish chametz in my rishus. I'm not allowed to have yiddish chametz in my rishus. You want to talk about chametz that's in the rishus of the mazik? There's chametz is sitting by the gazlan. Somebody walked into the gazlan's house. He burnt up the chametz. He has a mitzvah to burn up the chametz. That the goyin never said. So it's a little bit of a cryptic gemara. So the chayra, the Taisus Rosh by us is coming to say pshat in that gemar. And the Taisus Rosh is telling me pshat in the end gemar. What does the gemar mean? The chametz hakol mitzuvah nolav levar says there's Taisus Rosh. Because everybody's mitzuvah to be mevar chametz, even other people's chametz, in order lehosi mitzvah mi bala chametz to save the bala chametz from an avera of shigas bayo. So that's why the mazik had to burn the chametz. He needed to save the bala chametz from the aver of bayu abay matzah. So there's a couple of nekudas here that need to be worked out. Number one, let's say in the case in Baba Kama, never mind by Agamemnon, but in he's saying Pshat in the Gemara Baba Kama, even though he doesn't quote the Gemara Baba Kama by Feirish. L'chayra, he's telling me a Pshat in the Gemara Baba Kama. That's where he's coming from. Who exactly is he saving over there in Baba Kama? Who is he saving from Bali Rabbi Matzah? the gazlin, the nigzal. The nigzal. Why would the nigzal be over by Rabbi Motzi? The chametz not in his rishus. So this brings us to an yonah that we had earlier in the hay. And God, Baker. Two things. If I have chametz, but it's not in my ritual, so am I over by Rabbi Motzi? So there's two nekudas. First of all, we have a gemara about yichud lebayis. Gemara says that yichud lebayis, if you have goyish chametz, you mekabel lechayis, but yichud lebayis ain't tzorach levar. And the gemara comes out from a pasuk says by yimotzi, that's to be motzi le. Even though skiris lekanya, but here the Torah says by yimotzi, has to be motzi. If he was miyachid the mokim, he was masking the mokim out. So it's not motzi le. So there's no other. Does that apply only to goyish chametz, to kibbutz of achrayis, or is it a ptur even by yiddish chametz, even by your own chametz? Shita to Ramban, to the Ramban of Chumash, and Ramban there in Davov, is that it's a general ptur. Even your own chametz, if it's in a rishus that you rented out, you're not everybody your own chametz. That's likewise the shita of the chitush Iran and Rabbeinu David and Davdalad by masker and secher, that the masker now is the secher not over because that is, but the masker is also not over because he rented out the place. I hear it's like Kanya, but that's exactly the concept of a motzi. It has to be motzi loy, and if you rent it out, it's yichud lebayis yipot. So the pit dolchi shaynim, if a nigzal has chametz sitting by the gazlan, avada the nigzal is potter. So the pit them, why would I have to? I don't need to save the nigzal from bari rabbi motzi. Why would he be every bari rabbi motzi? The chametz not in his rishus. But that's only the Ramban's base medrash. We saw at the time. The sheep of the Valley of Taisus, Mashmites and Taisus, more Mephurish and Taisus Harosh Taka, and Taisus Rid, that the Ptur of Yichud Lebayis is only by Goy Shechomet Shekibbel Levachayis. Goy Shechomet Shekibbel Levachayis. So if it's Yichud Lebayis, you have a, he's not Chayif. Maybe it lacks in the Achayis. We had different Malachim how exactly it works, but Yichud Lebayis is a Ptur by Goy Shechomet. But chametz, Yiddish chametz, even if it's secretly biased, you're chayef. And don't be trying to hold it by masker and seicher. The mask is everybody by matzah. The tzitzit rosh and davdalit by masker and seicher. There's the perish. The mask is everybody, unless it'll be mevatel. But if you're not mevatel, the mask is everybody by matzah. So we can make a cheshbon. Tzitzit rosh l'shitose. Tzitzit rosh holds that a masker is everybody by matzah. It doesn't have to be in his rishus. So a nigzel is also everybody by matzah. So Melach, Kol Mitzuvin Olav, you're saving the Nigzal from being over by Rabbi Matzah. Abal, it's not a mamish poshut, because and Davov, we had a Taisus Rid. The Taisus Rid agrees with the Taisus Rosh and the Taisus that the Ptur of Yichud Lebayis is only by Goyish Chametz. By Yiddish Chametz, it doesn't have to be Matzulay. And therefore, if you have Chametz even sitting in the street, the Taisus Rid says you're over by Rabbi Matzah. But he says, wait one second. When Torah says Gulecha, says it says Batechem. So how's it Batechem? Forget Yichud Lebayis, Ptur Motzi Loi. That's only by Goyish Chametz. But Pshuta Shel Mikra, the Torah says Se'or Loi Motzi B'Batechem. If it's sitting in the street, how's it in my bias? Answers the Torah says Rid. That's still called this in my bias because it's under my control. It says V'Haraya. I can be Makdashit. The Torah says V'Ish Ki Akdash is Beisai. And the Gemara Da'ashim is by Beisir Rishusay, I've called Rishusay, you can only be makdash something that's in your Rishus. If it's sitting by a gazlan, you can't be makdash it. But if it's sitting in the street, you could be makdash it. You see that if it's in the street, it's still called Beisir Rishusay. So if I have chametz in the street, it's called Batechem, because it's still under my control, and it's called my Rishus. Yichud Lebayis would also be in my Rishus, except Yichud Lebayis is a special Zerzeh Kosser, but that's only by Goyish Chametz, not by Yiddish Chametz. But if Mavur and Tosh is read, that if it was stolen, Then you can't even be makdashit, so then there won't be then I won't be over. Even on Yiddish chametz you won't be over. Not because of the special din of Yichud Lebayis, it's only by Goyish chametz. That it has to be motzi. Yiddish chametz doesn't need to be motzi, but it needs to be in my rishus. It needs to be in my control. If it's nig, if it's gozel, then it's not batechem. So the field of Tosfos Rid, it comes out that even those rishonim who hold that Yichud Lebayis is only by Goyish chametz, it's not by Yiddish chametz. So, and Yiddish chametz does not have to be motziloi, And you're able by Rabbi Matzah, even if you have chametz, it's not in your shush, even if it's sitting by it, but even if rented out, even if the maskir rented out the property, or even if it's sitting in the street, but it has to at least be that you can be makdish it. But if you can't even be makdish it, then it's not called beis b'shusha, and then it's not patechem. And if that's the case, then chometz that's by a that was stolen, the nigzal will not be able to by your Rabbi Matzah. So why is that chometz of another levar? Let's not say the Tais Rosh is chaylik on the Tais Rosh. That would be a chiddush. The Tais Rosh is chaylik on the Tais Rosh. Well, maybe there's another possibility. Maybe the oil and tak and the nigzal is not everybody Rabbi Matzah. But maybe the gazan is everybody Rabbi Matzah. Why would the gazan be everybody Rabbi Matzah? Because it's in his rishus. Right, but it's not shaloi. Why would the gazan be everybody by Rabbi Matzah? It's not his chomets. That's his. But he has a chayes. Chayes of machayim. Maybe it's the gazan over here. Maybe the hakol mitzvah of levar is to save the gazan, because the gazan has the shaloi, doesn't have literally shaloi, but he has kabbalas achayas, and he has rishusa. So maybe that takap pshat in Tosfos Rosh, that you're saving the gazan from by your matzah. That's why hakol mitzvah of levar. Nice is the chiddush over here. That means if the achrayas of a gazan is mechayiv in by your matzah, we had a shita b'shem the Maram Sakasla. Who says that by a chometz adozel nobody's over. The nixel's not over because not in his rishus, and the god's not over because not shaloi. A meisim ches. What do you mean achrayes? The tana tirutzim, but the meisim ches said that's not the achrayes of a gazan is not an achrayes in the chometz itself. If the chometz gets lost, the gazan has to pay because of the gzeilas mechayev. But it's not really an achrayes. It's not an achrayes because he has to be shamer the chometz. So that's not mechayev from by Rabbi Moshe. Maybe other Malcolm and the Maram Sakasta. If this is Pratt and Tosfos Rosh, then it'll be not like the Maram Sakasta. So the Tosfos Rosh says a Chiddush. I mean, L'chayr, if you extract it all, it seems to be saying Pshat and Gemara B'Kama, that Akol Mitzuvah No Levari means to save the Bala, to save somebody from Bala Yobay Matzeh. That's a clear. Whom is he saving? Is it the Nigzal? Is it the Gazan? Either way, it's a Chiddush. If he's saving the Nigzal, that's a Mamish, that's for sure a Chiddush. L'chayr, it's not a Mishus of the Nigzal, it's not Patechem. And if he's saving the Gazlan, it's not like the Ram Sakasta. But that's not so terrible. Emes, I think there's a thesis. There is a thesis before us that a Gazlan is over by Rabbi Matzah Mitzalei Kabbalah Sachai. There is a thesis. That is something, I think. I don't remember right now where it is, but I think it's talking about the Rishonim hold the Pharisee, that a Gazan is over by Rabbi Matzah, because he has a chayes. I'll find it. That's one side of the places of Rosh. Mitzad, the Gemara in, you know, that he's saying a chat mechudish in the Gemara in Baba Kam, Makom Mitzuvah Nolavar. But there's another Nakudi here in Tosfos Rosh, closer to home, which is, what is the Tosfos Rosh saying? The Tosfos Rosh is saying that when a shliach is baidik a house, he does bdikas chometz. So in bracha of levayer, even though the chayra, what do you mean? It's agid laviu mevayer. So he says, yeah, the shliach has a chiyuv to be mevayer because he has to be matzil the balabos. Over here, there's no gazan or anything. Simple case. He has to be matzil balabos from shigigas bayor bayimotze. So it sounds like the Tais Rosh holds that Bdikas Chometz is for Bar Yobay Motzeh. We're talking about Bdikas Chometz. He's making a bracha on Bdikas Chometz. And he's saying B'nusach Levar. And his justification is because, yeah, he has a chiyuv to save the Balabais from Bar Yobay Motzeh. Now we know that's Machanek is a shayin. Why is Dikas? What's the reason for Dikas Chamet? Is it for Bayer or Bayimot? They always said, Shilly Yavel Achlan. First thing we learned in Pesachim, like it's Rashi and Taisus. The Taisus in that base doesn't say anything, but by the Sugya Masker and Secher, Chayitz Mufurish and Taisus Rosh, that he holds like Taisus that Dikas Shilly Yavel Achlan. Because the Taisus Rosh really learns that really, what's the Tzad the Secher should be Chayiv? What's the Tzad the Masker should be Chayiv? The Taisus Rosh says, the Tzad that the Secher should be Chayiv is because he has the shalei over the and the tzad that the masker should be chayiv and bika is because kindness chayiv the knesses you doubt. meaning he also like Tosis. If there would be maske, it'd be gimel. So there's nothing to talk about. A vada the chiv is in the seicher. Shloiva lochli is by the seicher, not by the maske. But since it's already a dalid, so the knesis is yadalid, the maske is already chayiv. So since the maske is already in the chayiv, so maybe it doesn't get passed over to the seicher. So the perish and Tosis Rosh that the chiv deken primarily shloiva lochli. The only tzati mechayiv the maske, even though Tosis Rosh himself is the perish, by Yom Yomot will be in the maske. Except that there was bittul, so there's no ba'al yoveh matzah. So what's the b'dikah shal yoveh l'achli? Shal yoveh l'achli really is on the seicher, and be it gimel, the seicher will be b'dikah. But since he was maske, be it dalid, and the mask was already nischayev, maybe there's a tzatik mechayev the mask. So you see clearly the Tosis Rosh is on the side of Tosis, that b'dikah shal yoveh l'achli. So how can he say over here that the b'dikah, the shliach, can make a nusah, can be mevorach on the b'dikah b'losh and levayr, because hakol v'tsuvan olav levayroi, to be Matzala, the Bala, that's by Rabbi Matze. What should this by Rabbi Matze? He did Bittel. We're talking about Bika. Bika Shalayav Alokli. Why is Hakol Mitzumanol? Maybe he could say something else. Hakol Mitzumanol to save the Bala Bias from Shalayav Alokli. Okay. But that's not what he says. So I think the answer is going to has to be enechanami b'dika shaliyav alochle. But the nusach habrocha is levar al biur. Biur means tashbisul. The bracha primarily is on the biur hachametz. Biur hachametz is tashbisul. How you mekayim tashbisul? You mekayim tashbisul with bittel or with biur min olam. Either way. Yeah, I think about it. I'm not so sure the bracha is on tashbisu per se. The place of the Rosh and Dalai Lama base holds that tashbisu is only after you were over by Rabbi Motze. It's an essay only to be menatic the lav for people who already were over by Rabbi Motze. I don't know if you remember the Dalai Lama base in the bottom. By the sugya of Abai, Hanayim Marishan is Tezvov. It's not Tezvov. Abai said because how could it be Tezvov? This Dalai Lama is already by Rabbi Motze and Tezvov. The Rashi says you can't have Tashbisu Bismana Issa. Problematic Rashi. And Tosis says, what do you mean? Tashbisu is always Bismana Issa. It's after Chatzos. So then the Tosis Rosh is more Mavar. The Tosis Rosh over there said, the whole mitzvah of Tashbisu is for people who are already over by Rabbi Motzi to be Menachik Balav. Kaidim Zmana Issa, you're supposed to get rid of, but you're supposed to get rid of the Chametz Kaidim Zmana Issa. You're not supposed to do Tashbisu. You're supposed to get rid of the Chametz Kaidim Zmana Issa. Tashbisu is the thing you do if you didn't do what you were supposed to do. So I think the Tosis Rosh, but Emes, I don't think the bracha of Albir is on the mitzvah of Tashbisu at all. It's on the mitzvah to get rid of your chametz, not to be able to buy Rabbi Matzah. Not Tashbisu. Okay, but in Yonenu, I don't know if it matters. Fine, so the bracha of Albir chametz doesn't mean mitzvah Tashbisu. Mitzvah Tashbisu is for Avayonim. It's not for Orthodox Jews. Orthodox Jews are not supposed to be Chayat Tashbisu. They're supposed to get rid of the chametz before Pesach. But that's what we call Bir chametz. Bir chametz doesn't mean Tashbisu. Bir chametz means getting rid of your chametz before Pesach. And the bracha is to get, I'm getting rid of your chametz before Pesach. What does it mean getting rid of your chametz before Pesach? Attack of a bayo b'yamata. Of course, in many ways you can get rid of your chametz with bittel and or with biyam and oilam. And the bracha covers everything. That's the bracha about chametz. It covers everything. It covers the bdika. I think who says beferes this way? The Rosh says that included in the bracha, the bracha of biyam chametz said covers the whole process. It covers the bdika, it covers the bittul, it covers the putting it away in a safe place until it's manabir, it covers the beer. It's one bruch on the whole process. That process primarily is to be mevar the chametz min ha'olam that you shouldn't be over by Rabbi Motzi. The bdika itself really has another agenda too, because the ma'isi you do bittul, so you took care of that with the bittul. So the bdika has a different agenda, shalayobay la'oichle. That's a little bit of chiddush, how you put the bdika under the heading of this bracha when the bdika is a different agenda. So any of that. But the point that I wanted, and that's Hakeh HaMakom Ha'orah. Why am I making a bracha about Bira and the Bdika? And the Bdika is covered, the bracha is on everything. Everything else is different than the Bdika. One of these things is not like the other. Everything else is not to be everybody, Rabbi Matzah. The Bittul, the well, In a way, the bittul is not like that. The bittul is for vayyobay masi. Everything else tchar shaliyav ala achlay. How do you all cover by one bracha? I don't know. There's things here that I'm not so clear about. Are the bdik and the bittul all under the heading of the bracha? How does the Rosh himself say? What from the Rosh is, the Rosh, a lot of this is spoken at the Farish in Rosh. He speaks out that what you're doing before Pesach is not Tashbisu. Tashbisu is Achaz Manisur. What you're doing is not really the getting rid of the Chometz is not the mitzvah of Tashbisu in Torah. It's not like that from Tashbisu. U'mashem etzino esim and abayis haimish lo yavar lo v'bar yobay motzim. Ve'in mufurish bay mitzvah esim in Torah. Mitzvah of Arachalov. It's really no mitzvah in Torah Mufurish of getting rid of Chometz before Pesach. It's not to be overlap, but it's not a mitzvah to say. Why are you saying Lashon of Biur? You make a bracha on Bdikas Chometz. It's a bracha on the mitzvah of Rabban of Bdikah. The Tikna Leimer of Biur Chometz to Fishal Acher of Bdikah Miyadu Mevatl. Vahainu Biur Lachomet Shein Yadulai. Bittul is certainly a Biur. You're getting rid of it, the Chometz Shein Yadu, you're getting rid of it through Bittul. U'matzniyas yaduloi, v'ayuch l'menu atsho chamishis, v'oz mevarim min habayis. V'al esik zen, nigra habrocha shel bdika shu tchilis habir v'nigmer b'sho chamishis. The Rosh says the brocha tchil everything. And really, primarily, the lotion, if you were making a brocha on the mitzvah's bdika, would be a lotion of livdik. Because really, it's not tachbisu, the bdika. Altogether is not shayach over here. But of biur is because you're doing everything that you're doing afterwards. First of all, you're being mevatel. Good Rosh, you're mevatel chametz you don't know about. The chametz that you're going to burn, you're not mevatel. So the chametz that you don't know about, you're mevatel. And that's who void by your muscle. What about the chametz that you know about? You're not mevatel. So how are you avoiding by your own muscle for that chametz that you know about? Well, you put it away in a safe place and then you burn it. So it's all to avoid by Rabbi Motzei. So that's all under the heading of Biur. But since on the Asik of Biur, they were because that's the Asik of Biur. And so the Rosh says, so Mimela, the Bdika is also included in that. And Mela, they put Bdika under the heading of the Bracha of Biur because it is, I just read his Lashon exactly. They were misaking the Lashon of an old Asik. So they put Bdika in as well. Got in the light of the fact that we know the Rosh holds the Rosh in Kol Shol, so holds like a Ben Tam that Bdika Shaliyav Alachloi. He's saying like this: really, the Bdika is anomalous. The Bdika is Shaliyav Alachloi. Everything else is for Bar Yomei Motzi. You mevat lechametz that you don't know about. The chametz that you know about, you put it away safely and you burn. That's all for Bar Yomei Motzi. Not Tashbisu, because Tashbisu lachas mani surin. But it's a mitzvah, it's Shaliyav Rabbi Motz. And that's but they put Bdika under the same bracha. So I think if you put the Rosh together with the Tosha Rosh, so the Tosha Rosh is saying like this, the M is the Bdika Shaliyav Rabbi. And that maybe you don't have the Kolod the Mitzvah Olof. It's only Shach Rabbanim, Kolod the Mitzvah Olof, Levaroi. But as far as Bar Yomei Motzi is concerned, Kolodim is Mitzvah Lo Levari. If the Bailim will not do Bittul, putting away safely, beer, all of those other things that you're making the Baruch Antu, if the Bailim won't do them, then other people have to do them for him because you have to say you have to save him from Bar Yomei Motzi. That's a communal, that's everybody's responsibility. Kol Yisrael Ravim Zelazeh. So Mimela, when you're a Shliach to be Mevatel, if the bracha would be on the bit on the when you're a shliach to be baidik, if the bracha would be on the bika livdaik. So it's agid laviu bodak. But since the nusach, we're only busy with the nusach, we're not busy with the, you know, how are you making a bracha? Every shliach makes a bracha. Shliach to do a mitzvah makes a bracha. Shai says what nusach he should say. Well, the nusach is not on the bdika. The nusach is not bdika, livdaik. The nusach is levar. In the beer, call it a mitzvah levar. Because beer means bittul for the chomish ene yadua, and putting away safely and being levar the chomish ene yadua. Like it says in Rosh. All of those things are included in the beer. And if the Baal Abayis doesn't do it, then kolodim it's suva levara. So maybe the nusuk of levara shayach to kolodim. So maybe that's the nusuk of the bro. Okay, it's getting late. Right, maybe that's always.
Thank you, Rebbe.